Overthinking is the antithesis of springing into action, and the place where we start when we think about taking action. Either we do what's necessary, or we engage in the mental hamster wheel that keeps us stuck in place, equals no action. Thinking too much is the mortal enemy of getting started, and can seduce you into mistakenly believing that you've done your duty, because it can sometimes be so tiring, equals no action. Most often, it occurs when we fail to draw a distinction between the proper amount of due diligence and obsessive fixation, equals no action. Suppose you want to start a business and you've been dreaming about it for months. You have all the details planned in your head, and the list of questions you need answers to only seems to grow without ever shrinking. What if everything fails? What if you lose all your money? What if not a single person buys your product? What kind of forks should you have in the company cafeteria? How will you deal with your taxes? What type of animal will the company mascot be? Now, some of these are important questions, but some are not, especially not at the current moment, when they have no relevance or urgency to the greater task at hand. Nonetheless, you find yourself wasting away precious hours tossing and turning in bed while analyzing everything at 3 a.m. Your mind is going a mile a minute because you're playing out all the possible scenarios in your head. You can't seem to shut off your brain, even when you're physically exhausted, and yet you're zero steps closer to turning your thoughts into a reality. You tell yourself to stop thinking about it and get into motion, but you simply can't stop thinking about the what-ifs. You're tired, you lose sleep, and you're confused by distracting thoughts. Some fixated on failure and problems as a reflection of your insecurities, and some that don't matter at all, but are disguised as important. Instead of taking action, you feel paralyzed by your planning. Things have to go well, and you can't risk any type of failure, so you keep forecasting and trying to predict the future. There are just too many thoughts swirling around your head, and since you feel so overwhelmed, it's like you've lost even before you've started, and your business has never begun. To a certain extent, overthinking about problems in particular is important because it helps you navigate everyday life. As a human being, you're hardwired to worry about what can go wrong. Danger used to be lurking behind every bush, after all. This tendency allows you to think of all possible scenarios and prepare to survive. This keeps you out of trouble and safe more often than not. In moderation, it's an admirable trait. But that's not why you're reading this book. This type of overactive, hyperactive mental chatter has a considerable downside. You can't think and do at the same time. Perhaps for the brain, a lack of action is truly the safest way to live, but it ignores that doing is the only thing we're measured by in this world. Your overactive mind will hold you back from everything, from the easiest tasks to calculated risks. At the basic level, overthinking can make you tired, scared, and stuck in life. In more extreme cases, overthinking can cause anxiety and shut you out completely from your goals, desires, and beliefs. As you'll read here, our brains are quite adept at sabotaging our best intentions. Is it just as easy to quiet your mind as stepping into a soundproof room? Well, no, that's a tough habit to crack. But at the very least, there are ways to redirect that extra energy you use to run in place and avoid taking a single step forward. These methods start with zeroing in on what you spend your overthinking quota on and how to cut it shorter. Follow the ostrich's lead. According to a popular myth, ostriches instinctively bury their heads in the sand when they sense trouble because it makes them feel safer. It is supposedly a defense mechanism akin to the saying, out of sight, out of mind. In reality, these beautiful birds don't really live that way. As fast animals, possessing enormously powerful legs, they're better off trying to outrun trouble or stomp it into submission with said legs. In the finance world, the ostrich theory refers to how investors will simply avoid looking at stocks and related information if they know there's a chance that their numbers are down. It refers to the human tendency to avoid confirming danger in order to feel safe and not affirm the worst. It appears that psychologically, a sense of ignorance is preferable to a tangible negative. It may not make logical sense, but it sure feels good to our sense of comfort, It allows you to deny your worst feelings because you don't know for sure that the negative consequence exists. Without knowing the reality of the situation, you don't have to face it, even if you have a strong notion it's lurking just around the corner. People typically demonstrate this behavior when they don't want to confront a harsh truth or unpleasant situation. For instance, if you have a feeling that you've gained weight, then despite your doctor telling you that you're obese, you may avoid all mirrors and scales for the time being. What you don't know won't hurt you, right? The ostrich theory plays on the protective instincts of human nature. While most rightfully view the ostrich theory as something negative, it can actually be beneficial to our overarching goal of prioritizing action over thinking. How exactly is that? A large aspect of overthinking focuses on fears and insecurities. We're terrified of judgment, rejection, or flat-out failure, so having our heads in the sand and not being constantly bombarded by these worst-case scenarios can help us make a leap instead of analyzing every fearful possibility. It might seem that I'm encouraging you to ignore important signs that can potentially teach you a lot. That's definitely not the case. The point I'm making is most of the negative chatter is indeed useless, and you'd be better served completely ignoring these thoughts. They only serve to implant an extraneous what if in your head and raise your alarms. When you overthink, you have the tendency to treat everything as urgent and important. In fact, sometimes that's what we subconsciously want to do in order to avoid action. However, it's far from reality. So when you occasionally engage in the ostrich theory and cut off a certain percentage of your negative chatter, the more likely the chance, however small, that you'll take action. It comes down to willful ignorance, something that is also typically seen as negative. Keep yourself unaware of unnecessary information that will only throw off your focus, no matter if it's positive or negative. Willful ignorance is when you're able to distinguish what really matters at the moment and tune out everything else. The way to put the ostrich theory into action is to occasionally bury your head in the sand. Intentionally limit the amount of information you intake. For instance, purposefully detox from the news or stay away from social media. Consider the only complaints or opinions of a select few whom you proactively seek out. Don't check your texts or emails before you take the first step. Set an upper limit for how many articles you will read concerning a potential problem. Block out certain concerns by diminishing returns. If you already know about a potential problem, you already know about it. By source, we all have these negative influences in our lives. Immediacy, some things simply don't matter at the moment. If you're at step 4, then why worry about step 15? Or category, what you're worried about may not actually impact the end goal or purpose. Going back to the business example from earlier, you can stop researching your competitors and how much they make. Willful ignorance may be detrimental by itself, but when you pair it with obsessive overthinking and procrastination, it can balance you out. Other businesses may not be focused on how to simply get your first client instead of going up against an entrenched competitor. It might feel like something is falling through the cracks if you don't obsessively overthink and research, but the truth is, you'll learn far more from taking the first step and gaining firsthand experience rather than planning from the sidelines. As it turns out, experience is truly the best teacher and planner. Use the ostrich theory to try to get to that step sooner rather than later. So strap on a pair of blinders, limit your vision to only your immediate concerns, and walk forward step by step. Take rapid action. Get productive, motivated, and energized. Stop overthinking and procrastinating. Written by Patrick King. Narrated by Russell Newton.